Record profits in the oil industry have some senators calling for a windfall profits tax, and the industry's top executives will be asked to testify at hearings about that. The executives may be happy to learn that commentator Russell Roberts thinks Congress should leave the profits alone.
Those Senate hearings on the cause of high gasoline prices should be really brief. Three words: supply and demand. When hurricanes destroy refining capacity, pipelines, and drilling platforms, there's less gasoline to go around and prices rise. Everybody knows what's bad about high prices. Less money for us, more money for the oil industry. But high prices are good, too. When prices are high, some people will drive less, carpool, buy more energy-efficient cars, allowing the people who really want gasoline to have it. There's another benefit of high prices. They encourage greedy oil companies to pull oil out of the ground that isn't worth pulling out of the ground when prices are low. Getting oil out of the ground and into your car in the form of gasoline is an extremely expensive and unpredictable process. ExxonMobil spent almost $15 billion last year on equipment to find new oil and make refineries more productive. As consumers, we want oil companies to take risks and spend money searching for new supplies. Profits are the reward for risk-taking and investment. Take away profits when they're high, and oil companies will take fewer risks and invest less. That means less energy in the future. But isn't the recent run-up of prices just corporate greed run amok? I don't know. At my local station, prices are down 85 cents per gallon from the peak of a few weeks ago. Did the owner just get nice overnight? Did he forget how to gouge? Did he figure he'd made plenty of money, it was time to give me a break? I actually think he'd still charge $3.50 a gallon if he could. But now that there's more gasoline on the market, he can't charge what he did before and still get my business. Too many competitors are charging less. And next summer, if there's no hurricane, what will happen if oil companies try and raise prices back to $3.50 a gallon? It won't work. There'll be too much gasoline to go around and prices will fall. If the Senate does have hearings on oil industry profits, my fantasy is that an Exxon executive will have the courage to say, yes, we made a lot of money last quarter. We earned it, and we'd like to keep it. And in those times when we make a lot less or even lose money, we won't expect to be bailed out. I doubt I'll hear that, but leaving profits alone and the incentives they provide works better than having the government decide how much the oil industry deserves.
Russell Roberts is a professor at George Mason University. He writes about economic topics at cafehayek.com, and you heard his commentary here on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.